Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Many of us know how to play an instrument. Whether done well is up to interpretation. Or you may be like myself, who has a guitar that has become more of a decoration over the years. Well, whether musically inclined or not, our next guest defies what is expected of a single musician. Neil Nayar has learned to play not one, not even a dozen, but more than 100 instruments. He's also composed a score for a short film and has both a new album and a new music book to be released soon. Did we mention that Neil is only 16 years old? The teenage music prodigy has set world records for the number of instruments he's learned to play at such a young age, garnering national attention. To give you an idea of the range of Neil's extraordinary talents, here's a sampling of a few songs from his upcoming album, Breaking Barriers. And with that, Neil joins us now. Neil, good morning. Welcome to Insight.
Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Excited to talk to you.
Excellent.
Well, you have said music is your breath. That is such a wonderful way to describe your passion. Where did this all begin?
Well, you know, the story all began when I was in the womb. My dad, he was at the library looking for a book, and he just chose one book randomly. And after reading the book, it mentioned, if you give Mozart music to the womb, then the child will become a musician. So my dad tried an experiment by putting a tiny speaker on the mother's womb. And when I was around 2 years old, my parents bought me a mini drum set from Toys R Us. And my dad said, play the drums. I said, no. And when I was 6 years old, my parents took me to a free drum class. And after one drum lesson, my parents and my drum teacher were shocked. They were like, how did you do this? And then after that, my parents decided to give me another instrument, which was the guitar. And after learning the guitar, that's a spot where I got inspired to learn more instruments. And after that, I went to the guitar, piano, flute, saxophone, on and on and on. And at the age of 12, I made my first world record for playing 44 musical instruments in 2017. And then after that, I decided to break my own world record for playing 100 instruments. And after that, my second world record was for playing 107 musical instruments from around the world at the age of 13 in 2019.
Wow, that is just impressive. I was telling my dad about you, and my dad was like, I can't even think of 100 instruments, you know. And you not only started with the drums, but you didn't just stick with the drums. You wanted to learn as many instruments as possible, and you've succeeded in that. Mm-hmm. Now that you can play more than 100 instruments, do you have a favorite?
I think my only answer is that all the instruments that I have are my favorite. That's the only answer I have.
Yeah, I can totally see why, because you play all of them.
Yes, of course.
And we're going to listen to some of your music right now and get a taste of just your mm-hmm. talent. The first song we're going to listen to is titled East Meets West.
Yes.
What's the meaning behind the title of the song?
So East meets West, it means like, you know, that the Eastern music is trying to collaborate with the Western music. Yeah, that's what it means.
You know, even recently, I mean, your outstanding abilities have earned national attention. You were on Good Morning America.
Yes.
That must have been so exciting for you. Did you expect your talent and your passion to really reach this national platform?
Well, actually, I was not expecting that it will like reach to a national television, you know, which is a very rare chance, you know, to come on. And it's very hard. Yeah.
Yeah, it must have been really exciting. Were you nervous a little bit?
No, I'm never nervous. You know, if I'm, for example, if I'm having like an interview right now, I'm never nervous. Never.
That's great. It's good to be that confident. We're
going
to listen to another song. This one is titled Spacious. There really is quite the build-up there. How many instruments did you use to compose this piece?
This one, I think it was around four instruments. It was, first was the violin, then the ziao, which is a Chinese woodwind instrument, similar to like a shakuhachi. Then I used the sarod, which you heard. It's a string instrument from India. And a fun fact about this instrument is that it has no frets. And then... yeah, so I think around like four instruments, yeah.
Is there a song that you have that you've composed that has the most instruments that you've used? Or is four kind of like on average?
Well, yes. For my album, in my album, it's called Breaking Barriers. And there's one track which has around 107 instruments.
Wow.
Recorded acoustically in one track.
That is incredible. How long does it take to do that? Because you're performing, you're playing all of them.
Yes. Yes, for that album, it took around like 3 months to record that track, like a 10-minute track, 3 months. You know, I had to like bring the instruments from my car to the studio, like going back and forth. So it took a lot of time.
That is incredible. And I can totally understand why your album is titled Breaking Barriers, because you've done that time and time again. And this is just the beginning of you even breaking your own records.
Yes.
We're going to listen to one more song. And this one is called Neil's Vibes. What does this song say about your vibe, Neil?
It's just like a vibe, you know. For this song, last night I was dreaming of like, because, you know, people say good vibes, right?
Yeah.
And I said, How about I, since this song is created by me, I said, how about I put my name in this one and say Neil Vibes?
Yeah, well, yeah. It feels wonderful. Yes. This Friday, you're actually going to be the official spokesperson for Kids Music Day. Mm-hmm. What message do you want to send to your peers? You know, people who are maybe haven't dipped their toe into music but are interested mm-hmm. in it, and how much it's transformed your life?
You know, I think the message I would like to pass on to the youngsters who are listening right now, I would say, focus on your passion, get it, and have it.
You not only have a debut album, Breaking Barriers, which mm-hmm. is going to be released soon, you have a music book coming out called Passion to Exploration of 107 Sound Machines. And that explores all of the different instruments you've learned to play and you are self-taught. What do you hope readers take away from your book?
Well, I created this book for kids, teenagers, and adults. And in this book, I described, the history behind this instrument, how it's played. And plus, I showed some animation characters of me.
Oh, yeah, you brought a copy.
Yes, where I'm like holding the instrument, showing how it's played. And I think after reading this book, I think the audience will have an idea of all the 107 instruments, and we'll have a knowledge of it too.
This is kind of a crazy question, given that you already know how to play 107 instruments. What do you hope to achieve in the years to come? You're only 16 years old.
Well, you know, I have a lot of dreams which I want to achieve. My first dream is to collaborate with famous musicians, including Bruno Mars and Adele, Justin Timberlake, and even bands including Imagine Dragons, Coldplay, and even music composers including A.R. Rahman, who composed the music for the film Slumdog Millionaire, which won an Oscar, and one of the top Hollywood composers, Hans Zimmer.
Well, I can envision all of that happening, Neil.
Thank you.
You are well on your way. Neil Nayar is a teenage music prodigy from Elk Grove, sharing his remarkable music journey with us. Thank you for making the trip, Neil.
Thank you so much.
That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, you can email us, insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Nick Dobis and Victor Corral Martinez, with managing editor Arm Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Megan Minata. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineer is Antonio Munez. Joe Barr is Cap Radio's chief content officer. And I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great Monday. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.